And I'm not going to be scientific today. I'm going to be metaphysical, but I'm leading up to something. See, several years ago, two scientists were messing around trying to get some measurements from space and time, signals or whatever, and they heard this frying sound, and they started to realize, you know this frying sound, that white noise you hear on the radio when you can't get the station? And the television has little dots on it, flashes on it, visually and audio-wise. I said, what if that wasn't radiation from the Big Bang? What is, if you can close your eyes, you could see it too? If you close your eyes, have you ever seen those little flashes and dots, colorful, like your TV turned off and there's no picture? You ever wonder what that is? Even a blind man, woman, has that, isn't there's a light inside your head, never goes out. When it goes out, you wouldn't know what blackness is, see? So, I was talking about that and the kids became interested. I said, what if that white noise was everywhere in the universe with a certain function, such as, well, I gave the example of our satellite dish. And from a little tiny place in space, from a little antenna, from about 5 or 10 watts of power, 22,000 miles up, the whole of the United States and Canada is showered with 300, 400 channels of nothing. Music, maybe 500, 1,000 channels. But just from that one spot, all kinds of movies of your choice, and you don't see it coming, just a little ray, a little piece of that ray coming to your antenna, your dish. Isn't that interesting how much information could be crammed into it and you can't even see it? It's not a ray of light, you don't know what it is. I said, what if the universe is filled with, what if that was programming? So that each creature, and even stones and rocks, take their cue from that, take their programming from that. And what if individually we're actually looking at the programming coming through us, but we don't understand the code? Those are just simply lines of code. Like a computer, we can understand this in terms of a computer. So that when you close your eyes, you can see that, but then your thoughts are not there. And what if people who live wrongly live in nothing else but thought and words and chatter in their head, and that's the only programming they've got? Just like an animal, but in conflict with a human, because they're not supposed to be living in their movie house.